Hello, you guys, it's Yolanda, and welcome to a new episode of Peaceful Spirit. If you like what you hear, you can check me out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And you can also stream Peaceful Spirit anywhere you listen to your podcasts. A lot has changed in the last 2 weeks in my little city where I live, but also in our entire country and in the world. We're facing the unknown, and at this time we can become overwhelmed, stressed, and just plain not ourselves. It's a new normal that we have to get used to. And while I want to wish everyone much safety and healthiness, I also want you to remember that this is a time where a lot of negative thoughts can overwhelm your mind. You don't know what the future holds, so you sometimes begin to think of doom and gloom. I'm here to tell you that that's not what God wants us to do. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding." In times like this, it may be difficult to trust God because we don't understand why it's happening, and there's loss, grief, pain, and suffering. And sometimes you may ask yourself, well, if God was really real, why will He allow such painful things to happen to us? God did not promise that life was going to be wonderful every day, but he did promise us that He would give us peace and understanding through our trials and tribulations. I want to encourage you to trust in the Lord with all your heart. We may not understand what's going on right now, but know that God has a bigger and better plan. Take this time to draw near to Him. One thing I can say about this situation, that it has allowed me to gain perspective on what's most important in my life. Number one, it's my relationship with Christ, and two, my family and friends. This is a perfect time to do generous acts of kindness and to be the disciple God has called you to be, to take care of your neighbor and care for those who are in pain and who are suffering, to show kindness and love one another the way God loves us. Things may not always go the way that you want, but know that God is always in control. Thank you all for listening, and God bless.